Dear Gurudev, I still remember when I met you for the first time. I was overwhelmed by the compassion and purity you radiated, and I still experience the same feeling every time I see you. In your lectures, you mentioned time and time again that in order to feel real fulfillment and satisfaction, one needs to make a connection with the Lord. Generally, in the material world, people are blinded by the passion to earn wealth, fame, prestige, thinking that it can make them happy. But through your personal example and teachings, you have taught us that we can get that happiness only by being intensely absorbed in chanting, hearing, and serving. You give us personally that experience every time you take us through your lectures, kirtans, and yatras. You are so intensely devoted to following Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures that you have grasped their mood and essence of their teachings and have been empowered to spread the same to all of us. Gurudev, my heart aches when I see your simplicity and your sincerity. I am so grateful to you for the mercy you have given to me and my family over the years. Gurudev, you once told me, Radharani, I have faith in you. I hope I can live up to that faith. I hope I can live up to your expectations and someday please you. I beg for your mercy so that I can someday understand that the only glorious position is in being the servant of the servant and taking shelter of the holy names. Thank you, Gurudev.
Thank you, Mataji. As Priyavrat reads Gary's offering and also makes his offering, I request His Grace Govind Prabhu to please be ready.
Maharaj, this is Gary Uncle's offering which he sent this morning. I'm always honored whenever I get an opportunity to speak about you, Maharaj. To have you as a lifelong best friend must mean that Krishna saw something good in me. Whenever I see you or think about you, my heart fills with joy and happiness. You are a man who is a great inspiration to me and so many others. You have never let me down or disappointed me, Maharaj Radhanath Swami. To the contrary, I am so proud of you and still not sure what I did to deserve a friend like you. You always seem to call me when I need you most, and your voice soothes me and fills me with hope. My family also loves you, Maharaj, and we are so grateful for your love, compassion, and prayers. Words cannot express my gratitude. I wish I was at your Vyasa Puja to speak directly to you in front of all your devotees. They are a reflection of you, Maharaj, and they are the best people I have ever met. I am writing this from my father's hospital room, and he wanted me to tell you how happy he has always been that we have been lifelong friends. He knows that I'm a better person as a result of your association. Like all of us, he loves you, Maharaj, and he's grateful for your compassion, kindness, and love. As I watch him sleep, my mind sees all the years of his life and my life. You've been such an important part of my life that I can't imagine what my life would have been like if we never became friends. You are a member of our family and will always be my closest brother. Please accept my sincerest congratulations on your Vyas Puja, Maharaj, from me and my family. I pray that you have many, many more. Love you always, Gary. Maharaj, actually, standing in front of you, I feel naked because I feel so lowly and unqualified, and I think you may have touched everyone, but I will speak only for myself that you have touched me and you have helped me and you have saved me, and I don't think, I genuinely believe that you were given a set of people before you came to save, and I think I was one of them, and I don't know if it'll be in this lifetime or when, but at some point I want to try and make you even, I want to start by, you know, making you start by spelling the letter proud. Maybe a few lifetimes later I can finish it. But all I can say is that, you know, thank you for everything you've done for my family, for myself, and especially the amount of love you've showered on us when first my grandmother passed away and now my grandfather. I mean, we don't deserve any of that. And the love and the affection and the care that you have shown, it, we don't deserve any of that. And you being so busy with your schedules and so many people that you have to meet, and you still find time to, you know, give us a call, and just, it's, we'll never be able to thank you enough. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. As Govind Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request Her Grace Kishori Mataji to kindly be ready.
It is my great fortune standing in your presence for one more year. I prefer to go back and live my life the way I lived with you in the early days in Radha Gopinath. But time factor will not allow me. But certainly my memory will take me back and reminisce the sweet lessons of life coming from you. I remember once you gave a beautiful class, and part of the class was raising children. I was amused. You knew so much about this without having one. I came to you and said, Maharaj, that was so illuminating and instructive. You jokingly asked, you want one child? I said, no, I want to remain your child forever. You shot back at me saying, but I want you to grow. I was afraid. Growing means staying away from your personal sangha. Of course, your sangha is not reduced, but it is teaching me higher lessons connected to what I learned in the initial days of my Krishna consciousness. You taught me many things in life. One of the first lessons you taught me is to write regularly to my parents and could keep good relationship with them. This was way back in late 80s, when keeping good relationship was considered maya, if not all, but many brahmacharis. And the same time you remained consistent in this regard. Recently in Vrindavan you told one devotee, for me your relationship with your family is this big, you made your hands, compared to your preaching and all the services, you said that is this much. Another lesson you taught, we used to collect donation for food for life. It was the law in the ashram, every inmate had to collect. And I was very weak and bewildered by Mumbai city. I hardly collected anything, but you never ever asked me how much I did. In fact, once we were about to be sent to a different country to collect. When you got to know about this, you told our temple leaders, I do not want money, but always want this boy to continue to remain in Krishna consciousness. You could see I would be lost. Thank you for saving me then. Krishna has sent you money, but you never changed to protect us. Recently you told some of us that brahmacharya should not decide what to do with money. It will spoil your vairagya. And let the grahasthas who are expert and responsible handle it. One more lesson of my life you taught. Playing mridanga. Of course, not only you taught me special your own beats, which I learned from you and played for many guru pujas. It was simply amazing. But what you taught beyond the beats was the mood in which one should play. You said mridanga player is the servant of the kirtan, not the leader. He should not make his mridanga sound more prominent than the kirtan leader. Mridanga is the backbone. If it comes in the front, the body will be finished. Of course, you had to repeatedly tell this lesson many times. You did not want us to be mridanga player, rather a servant. And playing mridanga was one of these service. I am so happy that I am not a mridanga player, but your servant. And I still get to play for your kirtan, even though I know very little. One more lesson you taught, how to speak. Of course, when I came here, I did not know how to speak, what to speak. Not only I learned, I am still learning to speak. Not only I am able to speak, but you taught me what to speak and how to speak. I remember in early days, the brahmacharis and the grihasthas would present Krishna consciousness from their own narrow perspective. And it was breaking the heart of each other and attacking other party and defensive of oneself. But when you started speaking, inspiring and glorifying the other party, it was truthful but spoken with lot of sincerity. Please help me to never compromise, but always inspiring and encouraging. This lesson has transformed here in this crowd who are able to chant and walk on the path of Krishna consciousness. Even though our walk is the walk of a physically challenged child, but you look it and take it as if it is the flying of an eagle. One of the most important lessons you taught, to be not extreme. It is very easy to be extremely hard loyalist, the conservative, or to be very liberal. But both could be dangerous. Like I remember learning from one of your lectures, being exclusive can lead to violence, being inclusive can lead to confusion. And you make such a wonderful reconciling of the factors by keeping Krishna and your spiritual master in the center. How many more lessons can I write? You taught me so many lessons. And one of the important lessons you taught, to be respectful and considerate to other times. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for being my eternal teacher, and pray that I remain your eternal student. Learning so many things, your storehouse is limitless, and I'm limited. I remain your student and lowly servant forever.
Thank you, Govind Prabhu. I'd like to request Her Grace Kishori Mataji to kindly come and make an offering.
Dearest Gurudev, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimati Radharani declares Govardhan Hill as Haridas Varya, the best devotee of Krishna. Govardhan is considered to be the greatest devotee because his happiness is in making Krishna happy. And what makes Krishna most happy is making his devotees happy and facilitating their devotional service. Gurudev, you are our Haridas Varya. Because your happiness is always in making Sri Sri Radha Gopinath happy and making their devotees happy and facilitating in our devotional service. Since late 80s, when we were teenagers, you have always encouraged us, fanned the little spark of devotion and facilitated us in devotional service. You are making our life so blissful and full of devotional service. There is not a single moment of boredom under your care. The grass on Govardhan is Sugandha, fragrant, Sukomal, soft, and Pushtivardha, healthy. Gurudev, your divine association is intoxicatingly fragrant. Your divine touch in shaping our spiritual life is very gentle and soft. And your Vani gives strength to our spiritual life. The stones of Govardhan are cool in summer and warm in winter. You have gifted us such a congregation and such facilities that all our devotees' needs are fulfilled, and we feel your divine presence in each and every one's life. The water of Govardhan is nectarian, because this water is a manifestation of Govardhan's tears of love. Your divine association in yatras, in the form of your lectures, is nectarian, because it is filled with your genuine love for Radha and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. Govardhan is never trying to show that I am giving better pleasure than others. Govardhan is taking the lowest position at everyone's feet in order to give pleasure to those who are giving pleasure to Krishna and facilitate others to give pleasure to Krishna. Gurudev, you are so dear to Krishna because your utmost pleasure is in always becoming servant of servant of servant and taking the lowest position in facilitating all of us to serve Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. In my early days, you taught me a prayer that whenever you pray, you should pray like this. that Krishna, I want to love only you, serve only you, please only you. Please use my body, mind and words in serving you. Today I make a sincere prayer at your lotus feet. That Gurudev, I want to love only you, I want to serve only you, and I want to please only you. Please use my body, mind and words in service, in your service and service to your devotees.
Hare Krishna. I hate to say this, but I am instructed by the authorities here that we have to bring this session to a close. I know that all of you, especially those who could not come physically forward and make an offering, would really love to, but then we have our constraints. So now we would move forward in our Vyas Puja program. So, I would now like to humbly request Maharaj to kindly make his Vyas Puja address.